Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Yay, can you believe today is our last call?
No.
I know. It's well, actually, I kind of fibbed a little bit. It's actually not going to be our last call because I've got an extra bonus call I'm going to do with you guys. So,
Oh, yay.
do another bonus call with you. So, before I ask you what's going on, I wanted to find out because initially, when I put up the page for this program, I was going to offer the bonus call on the 21st, which is this Thursday. At the time when I set the program up, I had did not know that I was going to be teaching a live class here in the area on Thursday night, so I wouldn't be able to do Thursday. So I wanted to find out, and I'll ask the others in the group too what they think. And but I'm asking you now since you're here. Would another night this week work better, or would you prefer to do next Sunday?
Either one for me. It's harder usually in the evenings. I guess it depends what time it would be. But yeah.
Okay. I'm leaning towards leaving it towards Sunday since we already have that sort of schedule laid out. And I'll tell you the
Okay.
reason why I want to do, well, I was going to do a bonus call anyway, but I more so really want to do a bonus call for this one because Module 6, which I'm uploading later today, is going to really be, I think, the icing on the cake that wraps this whole thing up in a nice little bow. And it's really about how to have sales conversations. And I would love for you guys to have had some time to really work with that module, and then when we speak next week, to give me feedback on the exercises, and to and just maybe do some work together with it to help you all assimilate the information and work with it even better as you move forward. So that's one of my announcements that I want to make. With you. So if with that said, I will definitely put us on the schedule for next Sunday at the same time, 12 noon.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I think that's
Awesome.
going to be best. It'll be best. And then whoever cannot make the call, they can just email their questions in to me and I'll send that out with the information about the link and so forth. And then or when they listen to this actually, just email your questions to me at rodney@rodneywashington.com. And I will, but yeah, go ahead and watch the video for Module 6. And if you've done the hub, now what I will say before I go into that is that it's really going to be important to have done all of the work leading up to this module because it is about sales conversation. The number one thing that you want to do in order to have successful sales conversations is to be talking to the right people. And if you're not in conversation with them, then it's going to make it hard to make sales, which I believe, especially when you're not comfortable with that to begin with, if you're not in conversation with the right people, I mean, one, it's actually a great exercise because you'll learn quickly who are your right people. But sometimes what happens is that if we are trying to offer our services to someone and then they say no to us, and we get that over and over again, it tends to beat up on our self-esteem and our confidence a little bit. And so I don't want that to happen to you. So, again, it's all feedback and you shouldn't take it personally. But you also want to make sure that the people that you're talking to are actually the right people for you. And I know that the exercises in Module 3 really go into that with your target market assessment and that type of work. So, and what I will say is that the way that I kind of lay out the conversation process is not, this class is around the context of art and selling creativity products and services and that kind of thing. But I mean, you can use this, Jackie, in your social media consulting work. This process. You can use it obviously with your jewelry and whatever things you spin off as a result of that. So, at the end of the day, sales is sales. and having the ability to be able to talk to people in a way that gets them to say yes to you is important no matter what it is that you do. So this is just a really important part of the whole process, and I really would welcome the opportunity to be able to help you even further. So with that said, thank you that you're here, and tell me what's going on. What can I help you with today?
Oh, well, I have so many things to work on. I definitely am not ready for next week, but I've only been able to do just studying and kind of taking a step back to listen to myself as far as what I want to do. I'm not going to do the social media. I know that's a separate thing from what we're doing, but I've also been working with Jane Morrison for kind of gut level, coaching type of thing as far as who am I, which has been really good. And I've had some personal stuff this week too, so kind of felt
Okay.
like I was kind of taking a step back and but I have all my notes here still from actually every session that we've had in our group. So I think after the last call, I looked at the, oh, I can't remember who was with us last week.
Oh, Denise.
But Denise, yes, I went and looked at her website and beautiful hats. I love them, and I feel really supportive of what she wants to do and kind of looking forward to what everybody's doing. So, and I think, what was it? Anyway, my task this week was to go to a resort, and I did not get a chance to do that yet. So,
What was your test again? Somebody tell me again. I didn't hear.
oh yeah, it was to go to a resort and treat myself to like a high tea or a breakfast or something.
Okay.
And ironically, actually, I have actually a monthly massage that I've scheduled for 6 months at one of the massage places here locally. So I'm due for one. I need to go get a massage. So I'm going to be in that in the next week or two. So I don't have a whole lot to input this week. I definitely want to listen though, and if hopefully, there'll be more input and I can just listen. I don't know what else this week that I can offer, but I'm here
Right.
definitely listening at this point.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not sure who else. That's another reason why I was kind of curious about whether or not to do this on Sunday, because I know that Katie a lot of times works on Sundays.
Oh.
So that's a lot of reason why she's not able to make it. And Denise, I'm not quite sure. I know that Jaylene actually sings in a choir. So
Oh.
yeah, so that's why Sundays aren't always best for her either. So when I initially did the survey for this group, I asked what days, and I threw out Sunday as a possibility, thinking, well, that could be like for some a lower key day,
Yeah.
because most people you figure working during the week. And so that's why I chose Sunday. Typically, I would not have picked Sunday at all. That wouldn't have been the first thing at all I would have chosen for a day to do this. I would have gone with
Well,
like a Tuesday
Rodney,
night.
I'm open
What?
to someday during the week, maybe a weeknight. I'm open to doing that. Maybe other people will be available. I'm open to doing that. I just have to, arrange it with my husband to make sure he's available to watch Amelia.
Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me find out what's going on. I know Thursday night I cannot do because I have the live class.
Okay.
So, and I'm just kind of wondering Wednesday night, I kind of think might be too soon because you really won't really get to watch the lesson until later today or even tomorrow. But it might be fine. I mean, you'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to look at it.
Yeah.
We could do it on Wednesday night. So I'm going to put that out there as Wednesday as a possibility. I'm sort of hesitant about Friday only because that's the people's first night of the weekend. They really want to be on the phone,
Yeah, sure.
talking. So that's why I kind of shied away from Tuesday. I think might be too soon, but I'm gonna shoot for Wednesday as another off possibility. And I will, I'll send an email out today after the call, and I'll ask everyone to vote for what day they would like to do the bonus call.
Okay.
And then I'll see what comes back as the most response. So just keep it open that it could possibly be Wednesday. So if you need to arrange something with your husband.
Do you know what time, by any chance, on Wednesday?
Yeah, well, Denise is on the East Coast, so I try to be careful by not making it too late. So that's why a lot of times we all pick, like Lindsay and all of us pick like 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Because we're trying to be sensitive to the West Coast people. The East Coast people, because it's 8 o'clock
sure.
for them.
Okay.
So most likely it'll be like 5 o'clock. I could go back as far as 6, but that's like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Some people are late night people, so that may be fine. So let's just say hold the position for maybe 5 o'clock on Wednesday, if you can do that. If that works, I could go back as late as 6, but I would probably say, depending upon what comes back in terms of, feedback, I may have to pick 5 o'clock if that's what works for the majority.
Okay.
So if, unfortunately, if you can't make it, which I really would love to have you there, maybe you have to be on for the whole call, maybe just, maybe for, the portion that you need support with, and then you can jump off. Or if it, you can always email your question in, and I'll address it
okay.
that way.
And just so you know, as far as Wednesday goes, that's my night, my husband's night. He's not at home. So actually 5 or earlier, it works for me, because then I don't pick up my daughter until 5:30 at school, so I can attend that if that's when you choose to do it.
Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to hold space for either 5 o'clock Wednesday or, I could even go as early as 4.
Okay. Either way, for me.
Yeah, because Thursday's the next 7 o'clock on the East Coast. So I'm really hoping that I didn't hear anything or didn't get any messages from Denise or Jackie about them being able to or not being able to come. So I hope that one of them pops up. But what I will do, since you're here, because I want to respect you for being here today, I do want to ask you, out of all the modules that you've taken so far, which ones have had the most resonance with you? And not the module, but the exercises have had the most resonance for you so far?
Oh, boy. Well, I think what really helped my brain to kind of put things together was last week when we did the package worksheet, or 2 weeks ago, actually, when you had, had me kind of just, what can I offer as a big package? That really helped me open my brain up to a bigger picture. That was excellent. That's really good. And I need that, and I'm going to still nurture that right now.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Because I do believe we're all capable, and we need to have that nurturing that we can do more. We can do what we're doing, but we're also able to get more and do more. And even if we didn't do the hugest thing we could possibly think of, even getting halfway would be huge.
Yeah.
No, there's no end. And I think having that support, especially as an artist, is crucial. It's awesome. It's just really empowering, and I love that.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that, Jackie, and the reason why I say it even more so is because when I was creating all of this work, I really looked at it from the perspective of what I need myself, what things have helped me in terms of growing my business, especially in the last year. And I talk about this in Module 6. For me, I was notorious for undercharging. And it's a, you know, I talk about in module 6, I talk about value and pricing in addition to the how to have a sales conversation, because, and I talk about them from the perspective of it's the foundational work that you have to do in order before you really move into that sales conversation process with someone. Because the number one thing that I know all creative people struggle with is how do I price my services and how do I value myself and value what my customer values. That's why I worked each module to work as a piece of a puzzle. It all fit together. It's why I introduced last week to you, all of you, to raise, you know, before you, you know, to think about what's the bigger picture vision, program, a package, a product that you can create, to encourage you to get out of your day-to-day environment and get out to places where you are surrounded by people where, quite frankly, money is not an object for them.
Sure.
Because what happens is that we you know, we view other people's ability to pay us based on our own personal experiences with money. And
yeah,
that's not the place that you want to come from when you're setting your pricing.
Oh, can I just put it out there, too? Ever since I started this artist group, I've stopped putting energy into putting coupon codes out there. I just haven't had time, and I'm really glad because actually I've been having at least 1 to 2 sales a week, which is a lot more than I was doing. And I also haven't been making very much as far as more jewelry. I mean, I'm just basically coasting right now till I can get my, you know what, together. But ever since I stopped that, I think people are valuing what I make more, and I'm actually getting full price for everything, and actually people are asking for more. One of the sales last week, they said they wanted it to be the necklace to be longer. She sent it back to me, and she lives in Florida, by the way, so it's not close, and she's a totally new, you know, cold customer. And we had nice conversations back and forth on email. And then she said, oh, yeah, by the way, could you recommend or make a matching bracelet too? So so it's great. I feel like the energy has shifted, and it's been really good for me.
Oh, Jackie, I love to hear that. You don't know, that made my day.
Oh, I had no idea. I didn't realize how much energy I was spending on putting those coupon codes on Facebook and telling everybody, oh, since you know me, you can get 40% off or 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left that on the curb. I literally forgot about that, you know, I was doing that. And one of my clients even said, who lives locally, she said, Jackie, I'm paying you full price. Would you stop throwing coupons at me?
See?
And I just laughed because I said to myself, well, okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, I have the price on there for a reason. It's not because it's inflated so I can give a coupon. It's just, you know, sterling silver these days is expensive and whatever. The value is there. So
mm-hmm.
I'm letting that go. No more coupon codes for a long time unless it feels like it's the right thing. But right now, no more coupons. Sorry, everybody.
There you go. That's what I love to hear. That's what I love to hear. This your comment right now has made this whole process for me creating this program worth it.
Oh,
it's made it worth it to me because that's the thing I most wanted everyone who hears this to get, and everyone who will hear this in the future to get, is that you know, it, you'll learn a lot in module 6 because I talk about my previous work experience. I worked for the Four Seasons hotels for about 5 years, and I worked for other luxury properties prior to that for about 13 years. So collectively, I've got about 17 years in that business. And I'll give you like a little sneak peek right now as we're talking on the phone. I looked up what the room rates were for the property I used to work at back in 2000, 2002 through 2006, I believe it was. Right now they're asking, this is the lowest priced room that you can get. It's $525 a night.
Wow.
Okay. And while I was not, you know, happy with my job at all, I just was tired of doing it. I've done it for so many years, but I learned a lot. That those 17 years in that business was my training ground, although I didn't see it at that time. It was my training ground around price perception and value. And the reason why I talk about that is I remember in my orientation, the general manager said to us, at the end of the day, this hotel here and a Motel 6 offers a bed, a place to shower and clean up, and a telephone. A Motel 6 is $39 a night, $49 a night, $59 a night, $69 depending upon where it is, $100 a night. We're sold out months in advance. And not just this property, but properties around the globe were sold out.
Wow.
We have down times. We have down periods. Things get slower. You know, it's like the cyclical. We were just getting off of, you know, still reeling, actually, from the repercussions of 9/11 when I started working for them in 2002. As a matter of fact, I'll even share this story with you. When I had actually applied to work for them, the day I was supposed to get my schedule was 9/11.
Wow.
And instead of, and of course at that point we didn't know what was happening in the world, what was going to happen next. And so instead of getting my schedule, I got called saying that we're on a hiring freeze and we're not bringing anybody on until we find out what's going on. So I didn't actually start working for them until almost 6 months later. I didn't start working for them until almost the end of January of 2002.
Wow.
And so they were still reeling from, you know, we were still reeling as you know, globally from what was happening because, you know, we still didn't know what was going to happen next. The point I'm making is that occupancies did go down as everything did. I mean, people just stopped spending money because we didn't know what was going on. But you know, in the time that I was there between 2002 and 2006, that place stayed booked. Okay, people spent money. And I would occasionally have guests who would say to me, don't you think that $16 is a lot of money for a bottle of Evian water? And I remember this one gentleman that asked me that. And he asked me what I personally thought about that much money for a bottle of Evian water. And I had to really think for a minute before I answered him because, one, I didn't want to offend him. And, two, I didn't want to put on him my perceptions of how much something should cost. Because for me, at that point in my life, I had not stayed in places like that, okay? And so I didn't really fully understand or have the awareness or the appreciation of what it's like to be what I call on the other side of the door. When you are in a place like that where it's all about anticipating what you need before you say you need it, about paying attention to every single detail and providing it for you, acknowledging you by your name, no matter which property you stay at, as a company, knowing what you like, what your kids like, what they're allergic to, what kind of pillows you need on your bed, all of that's done, what kind of flowers you like in your room, what kind of coffee you drink, would you like it half decaf and half regular, all of those things. Do you take soy milk, not regular milk? Once we've learned those things, that's consistent in your experience, no matter which hotel in the chain you stay at. Okay? You're not going to get that at a Motel 6 or Ramada Inn or any of those other places. You only get that in places like that, and that's why people will pay that kind of money. Because at the end of the day, we want to be acknowledged. We want our needs met. We want to know we're heard. We want to be taken care of and pampered. Now, granted, do you have to stay in a place like that to get all of that? Well, no, not necessarily. You don't. But for those who have the means to do that, it's a no-brainer for them. Why would I go anywhere else? So, sure. You know, Pamela Bruner, who does, she has an exercise. She's the woman that does the tapping on EFT. She has a really great video that I think I'm going to put a link to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put a link to that video inside the module so you can go to the YouTube page and see that. She has an exercise on what's called your money thermostat. You know, where is it, at what point in your body do you say, oh, that's too much money?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because we all have a thermostat. I do. You know, you do. I know everyone that listens to this replay does. We all have a thermostat as to when we will spend money for something and not think twice about it, and where we will go, ooh, that's too much. I'm not doing that.
Sure.
And when you want to go for more in your life, if you want more from your customer, meaning in terms of financial compensation, you have to also raise your money thermostat. Because if everything is centered around, not to say there's anything wrong with saving a few dollars. I'm not knocking it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If every decision that you make is centered around that, it goes a lot deeper than just saving a few dollars. It's basically essentially saying, I don't trust the universe or myself enough to bring in more. So I've got to find a way to save everywhere I can. And so as entrepreneurs, you know, if we discount everything, if we mark down everything, if everything is always, like you said, coupon oriented, you give people nowhere to go in terms of having a deeper and a richer experience with you. So I talk a lot about perception and perspective when you are setting up your pricing and your programs and things like that. You know, you need to have that luxury piece that mm-hmm. is out of the scope of what you think people will pay, because it puts it in perspective in regards to your other pieces that you have in your collection. Wow, she has a $500 piece. Well, for that particular person, maybe they might say, well, I don't know if I can really afford that right now, but I love that piece. But maybe you have something else that's half that amount in a mm-hmm. similar color selection piece, choice. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They might have gone and the only choice they had was the $30 piece with a coupon attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you provided the really luxury piece and you framed your entry level. I don't like to say low cost or low price pieces because I don't even like to use that verbiage. So I switched that over to what I said to you guys from the very beginning was entry level or the no-brainer piece.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that you don't have to think about. This is the one that you can produce that's not like going to take you hours and hours and hours to make. You can offer it for a price point that is, I would say, accessible to most people. Then you want to have those pieces in the middle that are a stretch, and then you want to have those really high-end luxury pieces at the end, at the top. Because what happens is we all instinctively, we go to the website at 2 o'clock in the morning, the person that's shopping on Etsy or shopping on your website, they actually will fantasize and go to the high price pieces. They want to see what this looks like.
Oh, sure.
You know, we all do it. We all look at the catalog. We all look at the travel magazine with the Four Seasons in it. Now, we may not be able to afford to stay there right now, but
yeah.
we will go at it. We're pinning about it on Pinterest.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Oh,
you
and
know?
Rodney, I have to go pretty soon, but I just wanted to
okay.
let you know. But I wanted to, I'll definitely listen to the rest of the call later.
Yes.
But I didn't know what I needed to do before I close out.
Oh, okay.
My part.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I would just say for you is, you know, well, you've already done it. I mean, honestly, there's really not, you know, there's really not. I mean, you really got it, you know.
Well,
I mean,
thanks.
Seriously, you got it. I mean, you know, and it was so funny because I didn't even know you were even doing that. I didn't know you were.
Well, I didn't either. It was sort of like a natural progression with the work I was doing with you. You know, it was like there was no room for that anymore. It was like there was not even time. I didn't even think about it. So, people were wanting to pay full price. So it was like I just thought, well, okay, now I need to make another piece. I need to keep replenishing my collection. So it was a natural thing that wasn't 100% conscious.
Wow.
So, yeah, but things are, and, you know, I do want to get more into gold and other materials as well. And, of course, with my Reiki, it beefs it up, too, with the quality. But, yeah, I mean, I have my notes I carry with me all the time. And, like, the notebook you mentioned, I have my notebook with me all the time, whether or not I'm at my, you know, my assistant job where I'm just working, you know, on the computer all day long. I still have all my notes with me because I do have things that come to mind. So I try to take from it as much as I can. So it's not, you know, we'll still have that one more call too, but I'm going to cherish all my notes and I go through them and I look at them often. So it helps.
That is really, that absolutely made my day. I'm so glad to hear that.
Aw.
Yeah.
You should see my notes. They're kind of wrinkled and they got water spilled on them, but it's because I take them with me everywhere.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, you know, as I said before, and I know you got to go, so we'll talk about this more in our next call, but yeah, I'm really, really honored to have had this opportunity to work with you, all of you, over these last 6 weeks, and that just really made my day to hear that. And and thank you, one, for sharing it, because I feel it'll be an inspiration for everyone who will listen to this replay. That, you know, if there's any discounting in your mind going on, you know, like you said, it was unconscious for you that you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you realized it, that it wasn't something you needed to do anymore. And then when you turned it off, you started making more money. So that's just amazing to hear. I'm really, really, really proud of you, Jackie. I really am.
Oh, thank you. Oh, one more thing. And the other thing, too, financially happened was I decided to finally, and it took me forever, to open up another business account with my new name, which, by the way, I'm still not happy with, but at least I've got a name.
Okay.
But I opened up a new business account, and the banker looked at me and he said, did you know that you're immediately qualified for a credit card? And I said, well, I have one, but not for my business. So I decided to open up a credit card. They gave me $18,000 instant credit for my entire business. And I just looked at the guy and I said, I don't want that much credit. And he's like, well, you can have it if you want. But I said, well, and just to be, you know, perfectly transparent, I hate to give numbers, but, you know, you guys are my group. So I said, well, drop it to 3,000. And he said, well, your business, we've approved you for $18,000, and you, your individual card, since you requested, will make it 3,000. I said, well, thank you, because that's about all I can handle emotionally.
Wow.
So, yeah, I have a huge credit allowable to my business, which is a huge, and I also, because I was also transparency here, I was looking at apartments to live in, to move, And they pulled my credit, and my credit, which I'm not bragging because you guys, I went through bankruptcy and I had a pre-foreclosure, a short sale like 10 years ago. So my credit was bombed. Today, my credit is 800 and I had no idea. It's 800. I'm sorry, I'm yelling. No, I'm like, I'm really moved because I just feel like all the work I've been doing and stuff, it's like that's the faith and trust that the universe has for me right now. And so I'm not trying not to cry because it's just really big, and I'm just trying to let it go like as a really huge thing that the universe is saying, you're ready. You just gotta, you know, take it slow, take it easy. And I'm taking all your advice and other coaches that I have worked with. I have, and then after this next call, I'll probably take like a little break and absorb everything that I've received from you guys. So thank you for everything.
Give that to yourself because you deserve it. You know, we're in the throes of doing the work. We don't think we'll ever see the finish line. We know it's there, but we just can't see it. We can't touch it. And you're in it. You're in it. You're experiencing it. And I can't wait to see what else you create because I know it's going to be phenomenal, Jackie. This has really been an experience for me. And I thank you for sharing that and being so open and vulnerable and just telling us, you know, sharing with us. What your experience has been, because it's inspiration to everyone. Believe me, to everyone. And you really did us a huge honor by sharing that. I really, really applaud you for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been through a lot of stuff, and I would love to, you know, eventually help others through stuff because. You know, and I don't want anyone to ever think that I'm bragging because I've been through the worst. I've been through the worst, and now I feel like I have huge grace upon me, and I'm just really grateful. And so I guess I better go feed my little girl and my husband.
Yes, you go do that. You go take care of her.
Thank you.
Definitely. So I don't think anyone has made it today, so go ahead. You need to go ahead and go, and I'll hang out for a little bit longer. If no one shows up in a little bit, I'm going to disconnect too. But
thank you,
Jack, again. I honor you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Okay. So, wow, that was very powerful, what Jackie just shared. I hope everyone listening to this gets that because it's really the crud still. I think it was the perfect way. I mean, I wish there were more of you here to actually ask me questions, but we'll, like I said, we'll have another chance to connect again later in the week. I'm not sure again what day that will be. But when you do listen to this replay, like I said, and I will send out an email as well, please let me know what day works for you. If Sunday does not work, then we'll try another day. But I really want to have an opportunity to speak to more of you directly before we wrap up the course. But there was a lot of nuggets that Jackie shared that I just thought was just really amazing to hear. Is that, you know, when she stopped discounting, when she stopped, just putting out the energy that her work had to be discounted in order for it to sell, she sold more pieces. So I say that to you to say, if that's where you're at right now in your business, I challenge you to do follow her lead, to not do that. Do not automatically assume that everyone has limited resources. And, I know this from personal experience, and I know I've heard this a million times myself, and I do know it to be 100% true, is that we all have the ability to find the money for everything that we really want. Everything we want, we find the money for. I'll share an experience with you real quick as I'm, you know, waiting for hopefully another person to jump on. There was back in, I think, 86, I believe it was, I had really, really wanted to go to New York. I was living in Texas at the time. I really wanted to go to New York. And it was something that I just didn't have the money, the cash on hand to go. Mind you, this was quite a while back. And I asked myself, I said, how bad do I want to go to New York? You know, what is this trip worth it to me to go? Now, I do want to add a caveat onto that. I had already been to New York two years prior in a row. I had gone in 84, again in 85, and I wanted to go back in 86. So it wasn't like it was my first time ever going there. And so, but it was something I just really felt I wanted to do. And like I said, the cash on hand wasn't available at the time. And I asked myself, how far am I willing to go to get this, you know, to have this experience in my life? And I remember I called a couple of temp agencies. I had a job, but I wasn't making enough money. And I called a few temp agencies and tried to find some extra work to make the cash to, you know, pay for the plane ticket and all of that. And the only job that they could find for me was a job loading ceiling fans in the back of a 18-wheeler truck. Now, I had really not done work like that before. I worked in retail. At that point, I was working in retail. And I wasn't working in the stock room. I was on the sales floor. So, you know, I was not put on work gloves and load them up kind of person. So, anyway, that's the only, you know, gig they had available. And, again, I was really, really wanted to go. So I said, okay, it was only for a couple of days. I'll go and do it. Well, if you're not familiar with the South, it's hot in August, which is when I was doing this. It was probably, oh my God, maybe it. If it was 90 degrees outside, it was 190 inside that truck, and we were loading these big box ceiling fans in like succession, like, you know, two people on the ground, one person in the front of the truck, one person in the back of the bed of the truck. And I remember coming home, and my arms looked like someone had basically, you know, had tied me up. And, you know, I had bruises all on my arms. I almost died from heat stroke, I think. And it was just brutal. It was brutal work. But, of course, I was a whole lot younger than I am now. So, you know, it was like I was okay. You know, the bruises healed. The point is that I wanted something. And when you want something badly enough, you'll find the money for it. So what I say to you to say is, as you move forward into your own business, don't let money, or quote unquote, the lack of money, stop you from going for what you want to do. You'll always find a way if it's something that you really want to do. And the same can be said of your customers. Do not project your own financial reality in the moment, because it's only of the moment, onto what they are able to do, what they're able to pay for. You know, because if everything is all centered around scarcity and all of that, then, you know, it's cyclical. It just continues to repeat itself over and over and over again. You have to be willing to reach, and you have all reached and gone for more by, first of all, being in this program. And you want your customers, your clients, the people that you want to help, the people that you want to teach, the people that you want to dress, the people that you want to serve, you want them to also reach and go for more as well. So with that said, you know, as you move forward, moving on from here, when you're thinking about value, and again, I'm not talking about discounting. I'm talking about what you personally value, what your customers personally value, what is important to them. And by speaking to that and by anticipating their needs, as I shared with the Four Seasons experience, anticipating their needs, being of service to them, whatever you offer them, whatever your product or your service that you offer them, what's the next thing that they would need or want to go to further enhance the experience that you give them when they first buy from you. If you approach your business from that perspective, you will have a lifelong customer. It's not about volume. See, the Four Seasons didn't build its business on volume of people. It built it on quality, on how can I make this one customer so happy with our experience, with the experience they provide, that they will want to basically invest more in their experience to be here. And that's how I want you to approach your business, because all of you are artisans. Regardless of what it is that you sell, you all are artisans. You all have the ability to be able to create handcrafted experiences, not just products, but experiences. We have lost sight in this society over the handcrafted experience. And many of us, many of your customers actually do want that. They want that person that pays attention to detail. They want that person to anticipate their needs. They want that person who can really personalize their experience, and they'll pay for that. Do not underestimate that. I don't care how challenging the economy has been. People will pay to be acknowledged. People will pay to be to feel that you understand what they want and you are willing to give it to them. And the more that you're willing to acknowledge that and embrace that for yourself, your business can't help but to grow. You know, there's I've been in this business now that I'm in, and teaching and coaching and so forth now for about almost 5 years now. And the one thing that I've said consistently throughout all of my teleseminars, throughout all of my webinars, throughout all of my trainings that I've done, is that you do not want to be in the business of competing based on price, because you will never, ever win. And not just you won't win, but the marketplace won't win, because we're already starting to see it, and you will begin to see more and more companies, big brand name companies, starting to crumble, struggle, and eventually crumble because they have scaled their business in such a way that they have nowhere else to go. They've scaled their business based on competing against price. Well, guess what? If you're always basing your business on that foundation, there's always going to be somebody down the street or around the corner who's willing to match you and go a few cents cheaper. And if everyone is basing their model on that model of based on price structure, the whole thing will eventually just cave in on itself because, you know, there's nowhere to go. So you have to be willing to go against the tide where everyone else is scaling back, cutting back, discounting, as Jackie mentioned, you know, sending out coupons and all this kind of thing. I challenge you, I encourage you, I implore you to go the opposite way. Go against the tide. Go the opposite way. Create the luxury piece. Create the luxury hat. Create the luxury painting. Create the luxury VIP day experience. Put those things in place. Talk about those things. Publicize those things. Put those things out there into the world, because you will definitely be doing something that most people right now are not doing, which will make you stand out. And being able to stand from away from the crowd has become more and more paramount now. We have moved into a place now where we are all about being too much alike one another. And it's to me, I personally, to be so strong as to say, I think it's the killer in our businesses. We really need to start focusing on individuality, standing apart, standing out, being willing to go against the current, go against the tide. There's a really good friend of mine that I knew that her father used to have a saying that she told me that even when I heard it years ago, I thought it was really just powerful. He used to say to her, if you want to be assured of getting nowhere, just follow the crowd. You know, all of you are here in this program and in similar programs is because you're leaders in your own respective fields. All of you are. And so with that said, I want to, as I wrap up today's session, is I want to encourage all of you to embrace that fact that you are leaders. You are CEOs in your business. You are not the thing you do, okay, the product or the service that you provide. You're not that. You're visionaries. You are entrepreneurs. You are CEOs. You have something that every one of you has something that people want. Are you giving it to them? And I'm not talking about just the product or the service that you provide. I'm talking about your intuition. I'm talking about your insight, your instinct, your experiences, your ability to be able to tune in to what people need, anticipate what people need and want, and be willing to go a couple of steps, two or three or four steps further along than the guy down the street. I could sit down and have a conversation individually with each and every one of you and give you at least one or two nuggets that you can use to actually create that one or two or three steps experience, which will blow your quote-unquote, and I don't want to use an aggressive stance with this, but essentially move you ahead of your competition. And with that said, there is no competition because no one does what you do the way you do it. Nobody, no matter what you offer. I don't care how many hat designers there are in the world. There's no one that does it like you. I don't care how many painters there are. There's no one that paints exactly like you. I don't care how many sweaters you knit. There's no one that knits sweaters and puts color palettes and the patterns and designs and yarn selection together the way you do. No one picks the stones that you do. No one picks the patterns that you do, puts your jewelry pieces together the way you do. I encourage you all to embrace those things that you do. Embrace them. Understand them. Understand the impact that it has on people. And understand that you are worthy of having exactly what it is that you want. Yes, it's work. You have to do the work. And this program is just your starting point. It's just the foundational piece for you, but it has all the points you need to start to do that, to start to create something that people will look at you and go, wow, I got so much more than a necklace. I got so much more than a hat. I got so much more than a painting. I got so much more than a sweater. You know, that's your mantra every day when you wake up. How can I offer more? How can I be more to my community? How can I do more? Which ways can I do more? How can I make, again, I said this in module one, what kind of experiences are you creating? As I said earlier to Jackie, every piece of this program fits together like a puzzle. Every module fits together like a puzzle. So as we go full circle back to now wrapping up with module six, you know, we talked about experiences, creating experiences, and now we're talking about taking those experiences that we've created, working through all of the steps in order to connect with people in the modules two, three, and four, to now having that Clive customer in front of us. How do we communicate that to them in a way that gets them to say yes? Say yes to you, say yes to your work, say yes to your offerings. So with that said, I'm going to wrap up. It's been an honor to spend this last 6 weeks with you. I look so forward to the coming times together. I'm sure we will all work together again in the near future, very near future. Please try to make the closing call, the bonus Q&A call that I'm going to be doing for you. I would love to get more insight into how the program has helped you, what things you've learned, and how I can better support you further in the future. I look forward to that. Right now, tentatively, I'm looking at doing a call on Wednesday, right now between 4 and 5 o'clock, or next Sunday at the same time, noon. So please send me your questions if you cannot make either one of those times, or please try to make the live call because I would love to hear your voices and connect with you one-on-one. I love so much talking to all of you, and I miss hearing your voices, and I want to hear what's going on and see what you got out of everything and where you're going next. So with that said, this is Rodney Washington, the Artist Money Mentor, and I send you love and blessings and in gratitude. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Bye-bye.